Welcome to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast with me, your host, Dr. Morgan Anderson, clinical psychologist, relationship coach, love expert, creator of the ESL relationship method, and athletic wear connoisseur. My mission is to help you raise your self-worth, have great relationships, and step confidently into the next level of your life. Each week, two episodes will air featuring expert advice, live coaching, and tips showing you exactly how to improve your life and attract great relationships. You deserve to feel empowered, secure, and loved. So buckle up and let's get vulnerable. Are you tired of investing your time and your energy into relationships that go nowhere? And you know deep down the common denominator is you. You have awareness that whatever you're doing right now in relationships is not working, it's not serving you, and you are ready to take ownership of this area of your life and finally learn how to embody a securely attached, confident woman who can attract a great relationship. If that's you, I have a very special invitation. I want to invite you to apply to the Empowered, Secure, and Loved program. This is a program designed to help you no matter your attachment style, no matter your relationship past. It will help you move to secure attachment so that you can show up confident, you can communicate well, you can navigate any kind of conflict, and you can create that relationship that you've always wanted while simultaneously having high self-worth and high levels of self-love. If that's you and you know that in 2022, you are ready for a great relationship and you're committed to getting there, I want to personally invite you to apply to the ESL program. Use the link in my Instagram bio. On Instagram, it's at Dr. Morgan Coaching, Dr. Morgan Coaching, and the link is also in the show notes. Spots are extremely limited, so go apply now to reserve your spot and start your journey to high self-worth and great relationships. Welcome to the Let's Get Vulnerable podcast. It's your host, Dr. Morgan, and I'm really excited about this episode. We have some really good content for you, of course. Before we get into it, I just want to say I so appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for being part of this community. If you want more, if you want to connect and you want to be able to ask questions, I want to encourage you to head over to our Successful Women Great Relationships Facebook group. It's a wonderful community. I have to say, I see so much support going on in there. I love it. It makes me so happy when I see women supporting women. And we have a lot of vulnerability in there, and it's a private group, women only. So head on over. The link to join that is in my Instagram bio. We'd love to have you as part of that community. All right. And of course, I have to shout out again the retreat. We just had the retreat in Bozeman, Montana. Those of you that were there, you know it was amazing. Yes, we will do it again. As soon as we were done, I was like, okay, when can we do this again? So we will. Stay tuned. And I do have to shout out our sponsors. We had incredible gifts. So I love a good gift bag. I've been to events where the gift bag is like kind of meh. So I wanted to make sure we had an incredible gift bag for all of our guests. And we did. We had gifts from Boss Lady Apparel. They gave us a beautiful tote. We had bars from Kate's Real Food. I'm actually obsessed. And like, I wrote to them and was like, please sponsor us because I love your bars. They're so good and they're gluten-free. We had a drink from a company called Focus, which I'm actually drinking right now. It's P-H-O-K-U-S. It's only 70 milligrams of caffeine. And I say only because I'm like a caffeine addict. And I love it because I can have it in the afternoon. And it's caffeine made from tea. and it even has L-theanine in it. So I love this stuff. We also had beautiful gifts from Victoria's Lavender, and I'll put all this in the show notes, but there was a body lotion. And it's actually a candle. So you light it and then it turns into a lotion. It's very luxurious. And we had Tree Line Coffee. Tree Line is my favorite coffee shop in Bozeman. They make amazing lattes and they gave us pour over coffee. So thank you so much to all of our sponsors. Did I forget anyone? I hope I did not. The other sponsor I should mention is Ekam Yoga. They're a wonderful studio in Bozeman, Montana. It's EKAM. They hosted us. So thank you, Bailey, the owner of the studio, for hosting us. We had such a good time doing yoga. All right, today's episode, let's dive into it. What I wanted to talk about, because I've been getting this question more and more, and I think I've talked about it on earlier episodes, but it makes sense to revisit it because it can always be revisited, is how in the heck do you have a healthy relationship after being in a toxic relationship? And maybe it's you've been in toxic dating patterns for years, or you're getting out of a relationship with someone who is a narcissist. And I have to clarify, toxic is on a spectrum, right? And in that word, it gets thrown around so much. And I really prefer the word unhealthy, but I think toxic can sometimes just be a helpful label and saying that it's anything that was harmful to you. If it's causing harm to you, if it's not adding value to your life and it's causing harm to you, then it's toxic. And obviously, everyone's experience is different. And we've all had different relationship experiences. And at the same time, if it was harming you in any way, then it's something that you obviously know caused you pain. And over time, that can worsen. And you can relate to this idea that, hey, you were in a relationship that was not serving you, that didn't add value to your life, that wasn't healthy. I want to also point out, though, that even if it wasn't quote unquote toxic, there's relationships where they are fine, keyword fine, they're stable, they're good even. However, they're not meeting your needs and you're not able to feel deeply connected and you're not thriving and it's not adding a ton of value to your life. Maybe it's the, you know, the saltine cracker of relationships and there's a deep feeling of unhappiness that grows or resentment. And of course, I love Tony Robbins and one of my favorite quotes of his is you're either growing or you're dying. So some relationships, they could be quote unquote stable or healthy even. But over time, if we're not growing together, the relationship's dying, right? So when I talk about a healthy relationship, I'm talking about two people that come together, they add value to each other's lives, and they're able to grow together as a couple, and they're able to grow as individuals while being in the relationship, right? So I want to talk about how can you experience that if you've only experienced unhealthy or toxic relationships in the past? So obviously, you know that, well, actually, I don't know. If you're just tuning into the podcast, you may not know. Myself, I went through dumpster fire relationships is how I refer to it, always ending really terribly. And of course, what I know now about repetition compulsion, there was a lot of unhealed things from my past that were getting wrapped up into every single breakup I went through. And what happened is I hit rock bottom. I would say my relationships kind of got worse and worse for a while. And then I engaged in my second year of grad school. I was around 23, 24, around that age. And I was dating a narcissist who I did not know was a narcissist, of course, and went through the whole phases of the love bombing, being put on a pedestal, and then eventually being isolated from friends and family, going through the discard phase, and just having my self-worth hit complete rock bottom. And I ended up not even recognizing myself when I looked in the mirror and just feeling numb. All of that. I went through all of that, and hitting that rock bottom and going through that breakup is what really inspired me to do the work that I'm doing. And now I don't talk about this because I sort of lead a bit of a private personal life. I would say I'm like a private influencer. There's things I'll talk about, but there's things that I still keep pretty near and dear. But I will obviously talk about some things. And I want y'all to know I am in an incredible, healthy, connected partnership where we are securely attached. We support one another. It's the best relationship I've ever been in, and I'm thriving. And that version of me who had just broken up with the narcissist, who had no self-worth, who had only ever experienced toxic dating, that version of me would have never thought that this kind of relationship was possible. I remember just feeling this deep sense of, how do people do it? Like, tell me how. How do you have a great relationship? It just felt so unavailable to me. So I just want you to know, I tell you this because I want you to know it is incredibly possible. But it is possible. It is available for you. And that's kind of what I wanted to get into a bit today, is like, how is it available? Because I think when you go through relationships that are hurtful over and over, at some point, you know, I talk about learned helplessness sometimes on the podcast. Martin Seligman, he was doing this horrible research with dogs where he would have the dog jump over to different sides of a little fence or little, I don't know, like a divider, right? And he was shocking the floor. So the dog would be on the floor, he'd shock the floor, the dog would jump over, but then he would shock the floor on the other side. So the dog is saying, gosh, I'm jumping, but nothing's happening. I'm getting the same outcome. And at some point, the dog doesn't jump. When it gets shocked, it curls up in a ball. How heartbreaking is that? Come on, Martin Seligman. That, by the way, that kind of research is illegal now, thank goodness. But we've been there in life, right? How many of you can relate to that? That learned helplessness. You kept trying and you kept getting a horrible outcome. So many people that go through toxic relationships get to this place where they say, I'm done. I'm not dating anymore. I'm not doing relationships anymore. I'm over it. And you're curled up in a ball on the floor, right? So I've been there. And I remember right after that rock bottom period of my life, committing to maybe I can figure this out for other people. Like, even if a great relationship isn't available for me, maybe I could figure it out for other people. That's all I committed to. It was like, what if I could just understand what it required? Like what a great relationship required. I'll at least work to understand that, even though it's probably not available for me. Like, I just didn't think it was. Obviously, I had a lot of healing to do, right? So I'm going to walk you through some steps that if you're getting out of some toxic cycles, you're getting out of dating patterns that haven't served you, maybe again and again and again, you found yourself in relationships that don't go anywhere, or relationships that are truly hurtful and are actually damaging your self-worth. Where do you start? That's what I want to talk about. So the first step is awareness. And so many of us avoid this one. We're numbing, we're distracting with Netflix, we're doing whatever we can, right? Like whatever we can to avoid. So when it comes to awareness, in order to make space for it, you have to say, I want to be aware. You have to first commit to, hey, I want to know what's going on. I want to understand, why am I doing what I'm doing? I realize, I take ownership. I am the common denominator in these relationships, and I want to know, why am I doing this? So there has to be that curiosity. And then you have to make space for it. So this involves doing the work of a program like mine, the Empowered, Secure, Loved program. Maybe you're starting in therapy. Maybe you're just starting a journaling practice, but it doesn't just happen. Awareness doesn't just come to you while you're going about your day-to-day life. You have to intentionally make space for the awareness in your life. So carving out time, energy, investment into yourself, you have to intentionally create that and realize that even though it's uncomfortable, even though there's things you'd so much rather do, that this is an investment into your future. And it's just like I talk about, hey, if you want a different outcome, you have to do something different. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. At some point, you have to say, look, I'm willing to do it different, right? So step one is awareness. Step two, this one's huge, is self-compassion. I've got my sweatshirt on. If you're on YouTube, you could see it. It says Self-Love Club. Very fitting. But you have to have so much compassion and understand that you were doing the best that you could at the time with what you knew. And this is something that takes time. It takes practice because so many of us have brains that are wired to go to being self-critical. So probably being self-critical is your first response, right? So learning how to say, how can I be kind? How can I be compassionate? How can I have understanding for myself? And what's really great is understanding attachment theory is very helpful for this part of the healing. This is why I incorporate attachment theory into the work I do. Obviously, knowing attachment theory is great, and logically, it's going to help you navigate your relationships and make great relationship decisions. But even more importantly, I love attachment theory because it allows you to have deeper levels of self-compassion, because with understanding comes more compassion. And when you can understand why you do what you do, then you can have compassion and then you can let it go, right? So step one, awareness. Step two, self-compassion. Step three, I would want you to do what I call in my book, I call it Ferrari maintenance. So what do I mean by that? You are not a Prius. You are a Ferrari. You have ways of taking care of yourself that need to be intentional. You need to work on practicing radical self-love in the way that you talk to yourself and in your behaviors, in what you actually do to give to yourself. And part of that includes making the space for it, because radical self-care, really showing up for ourselves, it doesn't just happen. So making the space, creating the routines, getting really curious and saying, what do I need to fill me up? What is it that would bring joy to me? Joy and excitement, right? You've probably heard me say your joy is your job. It's your most important job. So acknowledging, okay, what can I do to create joy in my life? And if you're recovering from toxic relationships or an abusive relationship even, you realize that your self-worth got so beaten down and there's this part of you that started to feel that you weren't worth self-care, that you weren't worth taking care of yourself. So that's why it's incredibly important that you intentionally show up for yourself and you're practicing radical levels of self-care, because you need to rewire your brain that you're worthy of love. Okay. Really important step. I hope that if you're listening and you know you need it, don't just say, okay, yeah, I know I need it. I want you to actually get your calendar out, schedule some self-care into your calendar. When we schedule things, we make them real, right? The next step I would want you to think about is, how can I process? So processing, a lot of us obviously avoid it. We don't want to do processing. We'd rather just kind of avoid and move forward and distract ourselves with a new relationship. That was my classic go-to. Like, how can I get in a new relationship as soon as possible so I don't even have to think about the last one, right? Like, wow, how helpful is that? But that's what I knew to do. That was my survival skill. And I think it does such a disservice, because obviously we just have these experiences that are piling up, piling up, piling up, and we're taking them with us into our new relationship. So processing, letting things go, fully releasing. And obviously I would recommend doing that inside of a program with a coach, with therapy. I don't recommend doing it alone. You don't have to do it alone. So much harder by yourself. You probably won't stay accountable. You probably do it for a little bit and then you'll fall off. So really having accountability is helpful, and structure, a clear framework, right? I just think it makes it so much better. It just makes it so much easier. I'm speaking from experience. Like, I tried to do this on my own for a long time. So I get it if you're trying to do it by yourself, but you don't have to, and you actually deserve support. Sometimes part of healing is saying, look, I know I just got beat down in my past relationships and I don't feel like I'm worthy of anything, but I'm just going to make one decision. And that decision is, I am worthy of healing. And that one decision can be a domino effect for increasing all of your self-worth, for removing all the barriers, all the BS, and allowing you to step into your highest and best version of you just by deciding you're worthy of healing. You're worthy of the time investment, the financial investment. You're so worthy of it. And you know that your future self is going to thank you for the belief in yourself, even if it's not feeling true to yourself that you're worthy, but that there's at least a small part of you that says, guess what? I am worthy. And one day you'll look back and say, well, of course I was. And I have so much compassion for that version of me that did not feel like I was worthy. All right. Anyways, that's a random side note. So I talked about processing, and then really getting to this next phase, which I would call intentional living. And maybe you've heard me say on Instagram, I don't want people to have happily ever after relationships. I believe in intentionally happily ever after. It doesn't just happen. It's not like the movies, right? Like, you have to decide that you want to create a healthy, thriving, securely attached relationship. And you get curious about, what do I need in order to create that? What does it look like? And when you're in the dating stage, you're saying, I am intentionally deciding to show up as a securely attached version of me that knows their worth, that knows how to set boundaries, communicate assertively, say no to relationships that don't serve me, and that I know what my standards are in connection, and I'm not having any expectations, right? Like, that's the next stage. So learning how to show up differently and create that intentionally, happily ever after. So obviously there was a lot of things I mentioned though, before we got to that, right? And of course, many people want to just skip to that step, but I'm telling you, it's not going to be available to you, or maybe it'll just be short term, but there is really important pieces of healing that come before the showing up differently part of your healing. All right. I hope you liked this episode. It's been a while since I've talked about this. And as I can say of now being out of an abusive relationship, gosh, how long has it been? I have to think about it. That's a good sign. Probably, around 8 years or so. So not having been in that kind of connection for such a long time now, I can really look back and have so much compassion and understanding that that version of me did not think that my current relationship was possible. I didn't know that I deserved it. I did not know how to achieve it, create it, attract it, whatever you want to say. I would be so, so grateful. Like if I could go back and talk to that version of me, she would be in tears and she would say, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You were able to create such a healthy, happy, connected relationship with someone who adores you and respects you and you have fun together and it's your best friend. I can't believe you were able to do that. So I know that that's my story, but I know that it's available to all of you. And that's why my work is so important to me. I'm on such a mission to help as many people as possible have high self-worth and great relationships, because I know it's available no matter your past. You're never too broken. You've never been through too much. I know it's available. And obviously, I'd be honored to be your coach. If you're looking to do the work, you know the ESL program is open for application, and I would encourage you to apply. This is a really great time to join, to go ahead and start this work before the holidays, so that you can go into the holidays knowing that you're already working on your healing and that you can step into 2023 ready to be in that phase where you're showing up intentionally and showing up as a different version of you instead of getting into 2023 and maybe feeling behind. So this is a great time. I'd be honored to coach you. And of course, you all know, I love that you're part of this community. Thank you for listening. And I am wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. I'll talk to you soon. You guys, thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate each and every one of you. The best way that you can thank me is by sharing this episode on Instagram, Facebook, and making sure that you tag me at Dr. Morgan Coaching. And it would really mean the world to me if you took just 2 minutes to leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. This podcast is not free to produce, and the more that you help this little show grow, the more people will have access to this valuable information. So until next time, I'm wishing you high self-worth and great relationships. Thank you for being part of this community.